radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chrissy Covington.
And this is the Rock Show Backstage, the show that is listened to by a good half dozen or so people.
And God.
So I guess that justifies its existence right there, huh?
There you go.
Let's start off with your big show with the Schwartz.
Yes.
Eric Schwartz.
I've got a comedy show coming up, friends. July 3rd at Jake's Back Room. Eric Schwartz, coming from California.
He is so good.
He's so, so funny.
Now, last time he played here, I'll go ahead and say this tactfully again. Mm-hmm. He played a place that was family-oriented.
Yep.
And a bunch of stuff. He didn't know this till the last
minute. No, he didn't. And he still pulled through. Yeah, he was hilarious.
He still wrecked the place and everything. And he's not nasty to begin with anyways, but he was not allowed to do anything
you know,
this last one. So I know this is going to be really, really good.
He's not a dirty comic, but he does say some bad words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny, very musical oriented. So you're not just sitting there and stuff. And now have you decided whether you're going to play the piano or not?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm bringing my piano. I'm just going to do a couple little songs.
Okay.
Yep.
Songy songs.
Yep.
And then opening the show, J.J. Howell.
Yep.
Coming out of semi-retirement.
Yep.
Actually, he did that for us because he now does our Blessed feature.
And, you know, me and JJ both have been on shows with Eric before. JJ's done, I think, a couple with him. I've done, what, two? Have I done two shows with Eric or one?
I don't know.
How many times has he been here? Only once or twice?
I think he was only here once.
Once. Yeah, he was going to come, and then he couldn't.
Yeah, and then he couldn't make it.
Yeah, so he had planned to come about 6 months ago, I believe, and so now he's coming to town.
All right, what is the date of that show?
July 3rd. And y'all, if you don't get out, you know, throughout the year, if comedy's not your thing, you know, that's fine. But if you want to go to a show, this is probably going to be the best one this year. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best one to go to this year.
Yeah. I would say so as far as a club show.
As far as a club show, this is a really low, you know, the price for the ticket's pretty cheap, and it's going to be really funny.
Okay, where do you go to get a ticket?
You can get them online at his website or at eventbrite.com.
Okay.
You can go to the Jake's Facebook page and find tickets there, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just message me. If you get confused and you're looking for it, message me.
Unfortunately, you have to go out of town for a sad occasion.
Yes, I'm going to a funeral.
Okay.
Yep.
I wasn't going to dig into it.
It's okay.
But if you want to go ahead and rip that scab off.
No, it's fine. Okay. Yes, I'm going to a funeral this weekend.
But it is going to prevent you from your usual thing of watching all the Squid Games in one night.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it'll prevent me because the ceremony is not till tomorrow, and I am taking my laptop. And if those come out tonight, I could be up all night watching them. I don't know. Because I am upset. You know, I watch them all at once the second they're released. So I
don't know why they don't take things like Squid Games and come up with a Squid Games universe. Because there is no reason why there isn't a Squid...
It could go on forever.
Squid Games Italy.
Yeah.
Squid Games America.
And they might. You know what? Yeah. We don't know.
And I'm not talking about remaking the show, but if you've got this whole cabal of rich bastards...
Did you watch the game show of them doing it? They made
show. I didn't watch
that. Yeah, that was great.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it's awesome.
I'll have to watch that.
You should watch it. You would really like it. It's very Survivor-esque, really. You know? It's very Squid Game.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would just like to see this take place on different continents with different ethnicities and stuff like that.
I love the entire... I love the storyline of it all. I love it. I think it's a great series.
Well, it's kind of the Running Man when you get down to it.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a story this week about little nose robots that we weren't able to explore.
Yeah, apparently... researchers are developing little nose robots to go up in your nose and clear out all the boogies.
I don't know how that works.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. That is just... Yeah, but that's where we're going. You know, you can ask chat to do a day's work for you. Not the kind of stuff we do, but...
Basically.
But other people's stuff. Well, I got a great example. I keep some spreadsheets of my expenses for my other businesses. And I downloaded those and I told chat, I said, hey, add all these together. And, you know, I didn't have to do anything other than just attach the two documents. Boom.
Yep.
You know, that's something that would have taken me several hours to figure out.
Yep.
You know, because math and whatnot.
Right, math.
So, you know, being able to control little tiny baby...
It's crazy.
...robots
like that. It's crazy to think about. It's crazy. I mean, I can't really imagine, like, what the world's going to be like in 20 years because 20 years ago, I could not imagine the world being like this right now. So it's even hard to, like... To go, are we going to be in 20 years?
Let's look at something more practical. Now, they're talking about how they can shoot these tiny little robots in your nose to clear it out if you have, like, a sinus infection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this could eliminate the threat of influenza or COVID.
Right.
Because if they can do it with your nose, they could certainly shoot them into your lungs to mm-hmm. clear that out.
Mm-hmm. Or like the joke I told on air, up your butt to clear out the poo-poo.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
Lots of uses for the little robots.
Thank you
yep.
very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chrissy told me I could bring back jokes I didn't use.
And, oh,
and
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
I like this so much for so many reasons.
Oh, the mood music. Yes.
Yeah, I got my own music for this now. Didn't want to use the regular music.
I'm excited to hear all these jokes you haven't told me. Let's go. You got some good ones?
You know, I got to set this up.
Okay.
We've talked about it before, but I really sometimes like it. Like hearing people tell jokes that don't work.
Yeah, that suck.
It's kind of funny.
And
yeah.
What I was going to say is if you guys did not listen to the old episodes, we used to, every time we did this podcast, share the jokes that we did not put on air.
Right.
That were typically pretty bad.
Yeah, and I end up with a whole couple pages of jokes here, and I hate to just put them in the ether.
Let's
but
hear
I do.
Them. Make All me right. laugh.
This is one that I know is not going to make you laugh, but I still love.
Okay.
A divorced guy in Germany literally split everything down the middle to get even with his ex-wife.
Mm.
There's been no other reports about the man, Mr. Dieter Haftung.
Okay, yeah. All right. Keep going.
They get better.
All right.
In 2011, Doug Pitt became the first American to descend Mount Kilimanjaro on a mountain bike.
Nice.
Rest in peace, Doug Pitt.
Nice. That was good. I like that one.
And you know, and please stop me if you think of a better punchline, because I think that working through this is
okay.
really good, too.
All right.
All right, here you go.
Got you.
Woolly mammoths were alive during the construction of the pyramids of Giza.
Mm.
They know this from seeing the lost mammoth signs pinned to the pyramids.
Okay. Yeah. That. Fuck you. I actually like that one. Kind of cute. Lost mammoth.
A group of native children in Vancouver played a traditional drum song to attract grizzly bears.
Oh.
The bear said the children tasted just like chicken.
That's my favorite. That was my favorite so far.
Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac turned 78 this past Tuesday. I could tell you how to get to his birthday party, but you could just go your own way.
Oh, you can go. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
There's a scale of close encounters. Close encounters of the seventh kind are when you have sex with aliens. It's also how aliens get green cards.
What is? Oh, God.
Wolfgang Van Halen had to back out of the final Ozzy Sabbath show because he had to open for Creed.
Mm.
That's like passing on a steak so you can eat Spam.
That's a good one. I like that.
A U.S. sprinter named Chris Robinson suffered a wardrobe malfunction while running a race when his ding-dong fell out of his shorts.
Not good.
He still finished first by a, well, you know.
By a pee-pee. By a Oh, God, Wes.
It takes 60 tons of paint to cover the Eiffel Tower, which is the weight of 10 elephants.
Whoa.
Also, elephants can't paint for shit.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
right. That was very Wes.
I believe that's what I've got right
here. I like those. Those were good.
Yeah,
I liked them.
Well,
I think they were all really, honestly, all of those were pretty much radio worthy. I don't think that they were,
Yeah, but you kind of got to move on, you know.
They weren't too stinky.
I had other Dallas Cowboys and other Jelly Roll jokes
right.
and stuff like that.
You have to stick with what's going on the news and shit.
You know, I think we may still talk about this, but we may not. So we could consider this a little bit of a tune-up. They were talking about, you know, vacation trends.
Mm.
And one of the vacation trends is coolcations.
Coolcations.
Coolcations, where you just take a vacation somewhere cooler. But
oh.
Is there such a thing? I mean, they had heat warnings in Alaska.
Yeah, you know? It's hot right now. I mean,
where would you go if the ultimate goal was to cool off?
Somewhere in the U.S.? Are we talking
yeah.
U.S.?
Or? Any? Well, anywhere.
Well, if not in the U.S., I would try to find somewhere that's experiencing winter time right now, because aren't there places on the planet where it's cold right now?
I don't know how the planet works.
I don't really either, so don't ask me this fucking question. We're like, it's hot everywhere,
well,
right?
Well, it's all daylight right now in Greenland, so it's probably warmer than usual in Greenland.
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably just find somewhere that's...
You know, I accidentally tripped across a story yesterday about, some of my friends went camping, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, where you go camping? Well, everybody's like, let's go to Lake Allen Henry. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, you know, they can only handle so many people. I'm like, man, if you head west, New Mexico has a ton of great, you know, lakes and places to
camp. I love New Mexico. That's usually where I go in the summer. If you want to go somewhere fast and close, New Mexico.
Well, that brings up the question. You were, or still may go to Possum Kingdom. How far away is that in terms of hours?
About three and a half, okay.
There is a place called Oasis, New Mexico, that is like less than 90 minutes away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and 90 minutes is about what Lake Allen Henry
is,
too.
They got some water there and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's an oasis, Chrissy.
Right.
It's pretty much in the name.
Yeah, but isn't an oasis like, isn't that like, oh, no, I'm thinking of a mirage. Sorry. I got those confused. fuck me.
What okay. a dumb head.
Anyway. I was like, isn't an oasis not real? No, that's a mirage. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, I really, really want to get down there, but man, you know, having three Halloween events now has compressed my year, but I am going to go see my mom in California.
I know, yeah.
And then I'm going to drive back, which I'm really looking forward to.
That'll be nice.
When I was a kid and I was poor, we drove back and forth between California and Texas a lot.
I bet it was fun. I love long road trips. You know, I love them.
Well, it is if you can stop and spend the night somewhere. Mm-hmm. I can remember one trip I made where all alone, and it was horrifying. I was driving straight to California, and they have these little pull-off places. At the time, they did. And these pull-off places, all they consisted of the time at the time were like three parking spaces with those little bumps. And it wasn't even a whole pull-off the side of the road thing. It was just like there's three parking spaces by
right
the side
there.
Of the road.
Yeah.
And I had drove to the point where I couldn't drive anymore. I was so fatigued. And I pulled over in one of those, and I fell asleep, and I woke up in a panic thinking that I drove off the road. So I started up the car, backed up out of the space and got back on the road, and I was on the road for a minute or two before I went, I had done that. And then I did it again like an hour later.
Really?
I pulled over at another rest stop, and yeah, I was delirious. It was stupid to be on the road that
long.
Yeah,
you must have been.
But you know, I'm a grown-ass person now. I can afford a hotel room right. for the halfway.
I have made many, many 22-hour drives to Minnesota, just drive straight there. But I ended up, you know, I enjoyed that trip now. And now I don't even need directions to get there, honestly.
And I'm also going to try to go to Vegas in either December or January.
Fine.
Well, they have opened some year-round haunted houses. Universal
Ooh,
Studios has.
Yes.
And I really want to visit those for my birthday.
Those will be cool.
Which, what are you planning on getting me this year? Some Vegas bucks or something? Poker chips?
I was going to go to that Jack and Shit store.
Okay.
That store?
All right. You know, that one is packed right
That's
now.
It's pretty full.
This time of year.
Yep.
Great thing to get there at the Jack and Shit store.
You guys, please come out to my show this week. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Now, that's next week.
Yeah, next week. Okay, just want to remind him again.
Oh, you had to cancel this week.
I did. I canceled tonight. Tonight I was going to go and do a show, but it's a smaller show. I did cancel. They found a replacement for me. There's a smaller show tonight. If you really want to go to a comedy show that I won't be at,
right.
you can still go tonight and support. They usually have a pretty big turnout. This is friends of mine that have a podcast called Taco Taco Sandwich.
Right.
And the show's tonight over at 8717 County Road 6820. They're going to be filming it and recording it. And there's
is that remote? That sounds a little remote.
Well, it kind of is. Yeah, it is kind of remote. It's a little bit.
So anything can happen.
A little ways away from here. But
You're going to like go watch comedy and then shoot off fireworks behind the building or something.
Nah, I don't think they'll do that. But the place is
cool. No, they'll do that.
Well, they might.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm not racist, but you're going to have Hispanic people there. comedy, drinking, and it's fireworks season.
There could be fireworks. Okay. It's possible. It's possible. I wouldn't put it past
I them. Shouldn't even have said that because it's the rednecks. They're the ones that are really, really
That's
bad.
That's true. They're bad about it. Really, really, really bad. Yeah. But yeah, I'm known to be bad about it too. If I get my hands on some fireworks, I might do some unethical things with
okay.
them.
Okay. All right. I had one other thing to talk about, and I cannot remember what the heck it was. Oh, you know, I started trying to learn things. You know, right now.
Yeah?
Well, right now is a stupid time.
I know.
There is stupid shit going on.
I know.
And when what is crazy is that some people refuse to admit how stupid it is. You know, and I don't like a lot of it. But, you know, I've learned something that no matter how much I don't like it and how much I have to say about it, somebody else is going to say that.
Yeah.
So why even put myself out there? Why waste the energy and stuff?
Yeah.
So in order to avoid some of that stuff, I've been doing some things. I've been doing some gaming. Really loving my Tiberian Alliances again. Mm-hmm. It's an online multi-mass player thing. I'm playing with a bunch of German guys.
Fine.
Yeah, it's pretty
Very
cool.
Very cool.
Except we don't understand each other at all.
Well, if you ever need help.
Not even a little bit. Yeah, I'll have to.
Are you using like a little app that you can just copy and paste and translate?
Well, you can't copy from the site, and that's a problem because I actually thought of that. I'm having a bit of a problem with the guy right now. I may actually get you to do that.
Well, let me know.
And you know,
I'll let you know if he's talking shit.
And you know, I got to where I don't really like podcasts that much. You know, even though we're on one. Well, it's not that. It's just there is a degree of sameness because...
There is. It depends on where it's coming from.
Of the ones I were listening
right,
to.
Yeah.
I was listening to Conan. Mm-hmm. I was listening to the Spade one. I was listening to another one.
A little bunch of comedians.
And they have a bit of sameness.
They do.
I'm sure if I liked true crime mm-hmm. or something like that, or if I loved my favorite morning show and somebody told really good jokes they didn't use on air, then I would love that podcast.
Yeah.
But I have found it more fulfilling and better suits my purposes, which is what I should have said at the start, to pull up an 8 or 10 minute YouTube video of somebody, you know, explaining the world or explaining this or whatever.
Right. And then you get the visuals.
And I learned something today. It was amazing. It was a little 10 minutes about how ancient Egypt wasn't really the way you think it was. Because anytime you bring up ancient Egypt, you think it's a real dry, dusty subject.
Yes.
Everybody walked around all somber.
In the sand, yes.
Yeah, saluting or worshiping the gods and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
When the Egyptians invented beer.
Right.
The Egyptians.
They were partying.
They partied. All right, they partied big time. They had all these... they had something like 14 different festivals during the year. And some of these festivals went on for 15 days, shit like that. And then you add in birthdays and things like that. So the Egyptians, man, they had no problem getting out there and getting hammered.
Nice.
Okay. That was interesting. But what was really interesting to me, the Egyptians actually were some of the first people to have a police force. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, what's so good about that? Well, you know, they actually had police dogs.
Oh, really?
The Egyptians had a police dogs.
Wow.
It gets better. The Egyptians actually had police monkeys.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Police.
Yes, they
Shut up.
Did.
Shut up.
They would like be going through one of them crowded marketplaces, and a guy would like run through the crowd. You know, you've seen it like Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And they go get him, Skeeter. And the monkey would go and get that guy and
attack
just start
him.
Attacking him and slowing him up.
That's fucking amazing, actually.
Attack monkeys. Why don't we have attack monkeys now?
We need to broaden
I would break the law just to spend some time with the monkey.
I know you would. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I learned something today. And you know what? You could be completely making that up. I'm never going to look it up, but I'm going to go ahead and pass it around as fact.
No. According to the guy I watched who talks really intense.
Like he knows shit?
Yeah. Well, usually it's all space stuff about the universes and the Fermi paradox and all this crazy stuff. He's the one that told me about And he started laughing during his own little 10-minute thing.
I bet.
And he could barely get through it. He was like, fucking attack monkeys.
Egyptian attack monkeys. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it sounds funnier when you say Egyptian attack monkeys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good band name, the Egyptian attack monkeys. EAM.
All right, well, we got to get Chrissy on the road today, so I hope everybody enjoyed this very much. Please listen to the show. We appreciate your interaction.
We love you.
So very much.
We love you so much.
Yeah, so this has been The Rock Show, backstage.